I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. So how important is teamwork to the Great Commission? We're going to find out in today's broadcast as we uncover the latest in mission trends. And later, you'll have a chance to put collaboration into practice. So let's get started. More than 900 North American mission agencies and church leaders got together recently for 4 days of discussion, teachings, and networking. Asian Access board member Karen Premis says everything at the Missio Nexus Leadership Conference revolved around one core idea: partnership.
The future is no longer about pioneering. It's really about partnering with our brothers and sisters in the Global South who are going to have an increasingly significant leadership role in the world mission movement.
So as agencies and churches work together instead of competing, it points to the unity that Christ called for in his final days before the cross.
Jesus knew that the credibility of the gospel would be dependent on us working together in unity and loving one another and demonstrating what that looks like to the world. All throughout Scripture, we see examples of God calling his body to work as one.
One last thought.
If God has planted a big vision on your heart, it's very probable that he's planted that same vision on the hearts of other people. I think it really begins with asking the Lord, what have you called me to, and who else have you called to this same vision?
Next, Urbana is the triennial student missions conference held in St. Louis, Missouri. This year's Urbana 18, is still 3 months away. But Urbana worship team leader Eric Lige says now is the time for participants to prepare and for the church to intercede with prayer.
Pray that their hearts would be open to hear from God, to receive from God. Pray for all of the speakers and the worship team that God would use us to be his vessels. And then I would say probably spend some time reading the book of Revelation, because that's the Bible book that we're going to focus on.
Urbana is a catalytic event which helps students find and live their calling from Christ. The conference includes worship, Bible exposition, seminars, and much more.
I would love for people to walk away knowing that Revelation is actually a book about victory, about triumph in Jesus, that Jesus is seated on his throne, that he's the victorious one.
You're listening to Mission Network News. September's been a great month for the deaf community. In the United States, September is National Deaf Awareness Month. And this year, September 23rd was recognized as the first International Day of Sign Languages. So as we wrap up Deaf Awareness Month, supporting deaf ministries year-round is one of the best ways to engage deaf communities in a meaningful way. Did you know that approximately 98% of deaf people are unreached with the gospel? Deaf Bible Society's Kristen Dodd says they're trying to change that.
Our goal is, in translating the Bible into sign languages, that deaf people would be able to experience God's word in their heart language that they're able to connect with.
Join Deaf Bible Society in praying for the deaf beyond September.
Some of the things that we're praying for is that deaf communities become aware of Scripture in their sign language, that deaf hearts are aware of the magnitude of God's goodness, that deaf communities desire to engage with the Bible content in their sign language, and that deaf communities' awareness of sign language Bibles lead to their active involvement in the church.
And volunteering is usually seen as hands-on type of involvement. But with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, it's a bit different. Why? Sat7's Dennis Ween tells us.
Our production takes place in the Middle East. Of the 1,000 hours of content that we're broadcasting a week now across the Middle East and North Africa, 80% of it is produced in the Middle East. And so in terms of ministry, it's hard to go and be hands-on.
However, Ween says there are other ways to be involved. Some volunteers are helping as financial managers, producing audio, or putting on fundraisers. But one of the best ways to volunteer with Sat7...
Volunteering is just sharing these stories and helping people think correctly about the Middle East. It's not just what people hear in the secular news, but it's God movements and how God is working to build his church across the Middle East and North Africa.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, or LinkedIn. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.